Hello?
Oh, hi, can I speak to Mrs. Ghosh?
Yes, what can I do for you?
Hi, Mrs. Ghosh, this is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
I'm alright, thank you. I'm freezing cold at the moment, but apart from that, I'm alright, yes.
Oh, good to hear that, ma'am.
You're ringing from Telstra. What, you're going to tell me something about how expensive my account is and for the terrible service, I guess, and I can't, if I want to speak on a mobile phone, I have to go out and stand in a paddock. Is that what you're going to tell me about?
No. Actually, the thing
and
is that right
phone
now...
Keeps cutting out, even the landline just drops out all the time. So the service is appalling, but there's no alternative. I need a phone. And, yes, if I could use any other supplier, I would. Right. Okay, that's my view of Telstra. What do you want to say?
Well, actually, the thing is that, ma'am, right now our engineers are working in the local exchange office near Tarrington. That is the reason I called you. The thing is that, ma'am, not only you, nowadays most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they're not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So, first of all, let me ask you about your internet lines, ma'am, like when you normally use your internet line. Sometimes you do notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow.
We go to the satellite.
You're using a satellite internet, right? So how was it working, ma'am?
That's all right. The satellite works well, but the phone service is terrible.
Okay, the phone service is terrible, but your internet and your satellite service is fine, right?
Yeah, but that's not Telstra.
Yeah, I know, ma'am, that's not Telstra. Let me tell you, ma'am, your billing provider of your internet would be anyone, ma'am. It could be Optus, Dodo, TPG, but the lines and network which you are using is provided by Telstra because you know very well that Telstra is the mother internet service provider in whole over Australia. I hope you know that, right? We provide all the infrastructure and all the lines and network to all the other companies like Optus, Dodo, TPG and many more. So at the end of the day, all the other companies are work under Telstra.
Yes. So in other words, Telstra owns the satellite, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am. Exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Right. And the thing is that...
So you're going to try and improve the service, is that what you're telling me? You know, I even had, on my husband's phone, I even had a message to say that I needed to pay the phone bill, which isn't due until the 19th of February, and I don't even have the account yet. So I think that's a bit bloody rude.
No, don't try to...
I can't tell you how dissatisfied I am with Telstra, so anyway.
Yeah, you know what...
If you can tell me something positive, I'll listen to you, otherwise there's no point in us talking.
Yes, ma'am, I can understand. Let me tell you, ma'am, nowadays there are so many, like, nuisance email and spam email, going on. Some of our customers are receiving any spam email about Telstra regarding your line services or your account bill. But I would like to request you don't try to respond that type of things because that is a nuisance thing going on in our country. All right. And, what I'm telling you, ma'am, because right now while we are working in your internet line, ma'am, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your lines, okay?
Well, I have Kaspersky, so I think I'm okay.
Kaspersky.
They come up and show me anything spam. Are you ringing to tell me that you're going to improve the phone service, or are you only going to talk about the internet? Because the phone is more important to me than the internet. What are you going to do about the phone service to improve it? If you are genuinely from Telstra, what are you going to do to improve the phone service?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to let you know, madam. Because of your internet services, there is something going wrong in your landline service as well. All right, because the network connections which are connected under your name, madam, all of the connections are, day by day, they are trying to disappoint you. And not only you, ma'am, in your locality, more than 300 customers, they are also become a victim of same problem. From this beginning, madam, there is a problem going on in our customer internet line, but day by day, they have affected our customer landline service as well. All right, because some of the router services of that are not working. And if you are talking about Kaspersky, that you are using a security like Kaspersky, let me tell you, Kaspersky is an antivirus. That is a good antivirus that will protect your computer from viruses to your antivirus. But according to my reports, I can see here there is nothing wrong in your computer. Your computer is absolutely fine. There is a problem into your lines, ma'am. All right. And according to my reports, I can see in my system that currently the modem which you have got right now, most of the major services of that modem are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsiders, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection so that in future you're not going to face this kind of problems anymore, okay?
Yes.
You
How do I know you're genuine? You could be somebody ringing up and you could be a scam too.
Yeah, definitely. You can do one thing. I have your Telstra customer ID number. If you want, you can write it down. Then after you can check from your side as well. First of all, you can do one thing. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
I'll go and get a piece of paper and a pencil. Just hold
yeah,
on.
Sure. Yep.
Yes, fire away.
Right, and you can write down your customer license ID number, your license ID, which is 888.
Yep.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta, C for Charlie.
D for Delta.
Yeah, then C for Charlie.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Mm.
Then number 60.
Yep.
Then give a hyphen. Number 7.
Yep.
Then T for Delta in capital letter.
Mm.
And number 062.
Mm-hmm.
Check it, ma'am. Right. It should be like 888-DCA-60-7D062, right? This is your customer license ID number, and why I have given you this ID, ma'am, because nowadays not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from NBN, they're from Amazon and Telstra, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we
yeah,
provide
I get those calls. I just hang up on them.
From which company you got the call?
When these people ring up and want to sell me stuff, I hang up, right?
Yes.
I don't
yes.
talk to any of them, so why is it a worry? I mean, I just tell them I'm not interested and hang up.
Yeah, if they will try to call you back again and again, they will try to convince you, you need to ask them what is my
They
customer.
Don't convince me. I'm not stupid. I just hang up on them, okay? I haven't
That's
got
good.
Time. I'm running a farm. I haven't got time to deal with people that are ringing up and wanting to put hot water services in or solar panels or something or other else.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Amazon, these calls from Amazon, which are all, they're all recorded messages anyway. I haven't got time.
Yes.
So, you
yes.
know, yes, thank you for giving me all that detail so that I will be aware that people are trying to get into the phone and,
yes.
and I will do my best to ignore them. I have to have a landline because the mobile service is so appalling. Okay?
Yes.
So,
yeah,
you know,
me,
I am sick of my friends ringing up and saying they can't hear me on the mobile, but it's cutting in and out. I then have to go in and out and stand in a paddock. It's not too bad if it's the middle of the day and it's sunny, but if it's the middle of the night, it's bloody boring. So, you know,
yes.
I am very dissatisfied with Telstra. Okay?
I'm
so
sorry for
I you, I've already had a text message saying that the bill needs to be paid and it's not due until the 20th of February. So, you know,
yes.
and today is the 2nd of February. It's a long way off before it's due.
Mm-hmm.
And I really resent having messages to say the bill needs to be paid. Okay, so look, I'm really not a happy Telstra customer. I don't know what I can tell you or anything else apart from that, that I'm a very unhappy Telstra customer. Okay?
I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am. That's why we are here, in order to provide you security so that we are going to resolve all the problem.
Yes, and I don't need any security. I just need to get a phone service that works, okay?
Yep,
I'm not buying any security. I don't need any security.
This is not a sales call.
If that's what
you're
selling. I don't
I'm
know
not here
what
to sell you anything.
Selling.
You are getting me wrong.
No point of continuing this conversation. I will go into the Telstra shop and check with them to see if what you're saying is legitimate. Thank you.
That is not a solution, ma'am.